cooperate in the most extensive way possible, maintaining the beauty of our project. We have distinguished people, agricultural specialists, coming from about the world. We wish observers to keep special observation on people communicating, so that we'll be sure that we all communicate goodwill and warmth. Outside, the ambassador from Guyana to Washington called our church, telling of the new and infamous attempt of Debbie Blakey, who has joined Stone openly, and say we bury people alive. But he laughed it off. Stories are heralded across the press that we have bazookas and heavy artillery and hundreds of guns, hundreds and hundreds. Well, whatever. It was wonderful to see the ambassador laughing about it all and giving encouragement to us and saying things were going hot for Guyana and socialism in Washington in general. But Guyana has decided to brave up, apparently, to any pressures from U.S. imperialism. And that makes us feel very distinguished. CBS, at the same time, however, carried a report from the U.S. State Department that their officials had been here on different occasions from the embassy, U.S. Embassy, and traveled about freely, talked at liberty, found everyone in good health, fed well, and none held in bondage. Spoke of the beauty of the place. But enemy of the people, class enemy of the people, Blakey, who joins the top of the list, said the most horrible things. As I said, buried people alive. That's how low she has stooped and how far she has allowed her mind to be manipulated. They've put the pressure on her too. Got her back on drugs, undoubtedly. She's run out of money that she's already stolen. Lisa Layton and her brother, Larry Layton, were magnificent as they countered her lies, at least, to the press by calling her just what she is, a thief and a robber of the people. We shall see if that's printed. Well, we shall go on now to clean up everything, every little piece of debris. Some of us have been up all night for so many nights, we don't know when we've ever not been up all night. So we'll have an all-night, all-day affair, some of us. And I have it all the time. So please help me now, will you? A lot of pressure. Lots of pressure. We must produce today to get our people out of there. We'll have to close up rapidly now. That's what they wanted. To get us out of there. Cut us off from any chance of making more money there. So we have to tighten our belt. And make our money here. And think of every way. Please, every scrap. Save everything. Teach the children in the schools today special emphasis on saving and not wasting their clothes or wasting food, because we're going to have to tighten our belts worse than ever before. It's incredible, the conspiracy. They must threaten those people with death as well as bribe them, get them on drugs. It's incredible. There were many of us there in the radio room to hear the article in that old rag in San Francisco. But it was wonderful to see Lisa getting up in the middle of the night, standing up as a true socialist, speaking up against the enemies, and the class enemy that included her own child, and her brother doing the same, calling her what she is, a thief for stealing seniors' money. The lies were so incredible that anybody with the right mind would not believe them. But the positive, as I said, CBS at the same time carried the U.S. government's report that we were all in good health. They traveled freely amongst us. They found no one held here in bondage. Everyone fed well, happy, and contented. Words to that type of positive effect. But it was a striking dagger blow at socialism. At the same breath, they attacked Guyana for moving more and more socialists, and of course, obviously, we are socialists, who have committed the unforgivable sin. Everybody's supposed to be taught the world over that everyone wants to go to the USA. And we turned around and went the opposite direction. And that's not allowed. They can't allow the image of good people as we are to be printed or in television, that over 1,000 people have chosen to go the other way and to leave the United States, leave its corruption, not be a party to its guilt for murdering children all over the world, in Africa, in Asia. It's too painful to really think about, isn't it? No, they can't imagine thinking that good people would say, we want no more wages there, we want no more taxes to be paid from our checks. We'd rather have no wages and be free of the guilt of our tax dollars going into USA military endeavors to murder people all around the wide world. We've made a noble stand. They never kick a tree unless it's got fruit on it. They're beating on us. They never beat a tree unless it has fruit on it. They're beating us because we are productive. We have the fruit of socialism. We are the most productive tree that's come out of America in our century. And so we're grateful that they find it fit to attack us. But it's also rewarding to know that the U.S., the Guyanese ambassador in Washington, called us and laughed about it and said, in agreement with me, that the best thing to do with newspapers is to wipe your ass with them. And so, please now, back to serious vein. We've got to save. We've got to move our people rapidly now. It'll be dangerous for some of their lives. They're really whipping up the kind of frenzy that they want so that someone will be killed. And to think that Debbie, who once walked amongst us, is helping to do that and knows what she's doing. So everyone save, everyone produce, everyone clean up. Let's have this sparkling, I said. We must, because we have an opportunity for some of the most distinguished people in agriculture to go away highly impressed and send back words that could help us in such places as Canada and other places. All right. I told you I'd give you good news and bad the moment I hear it and keep nothing from you. And I shall not break that bond, not now or ever. Fraternally we stand in the struggle. I love you.
Attention. Attention. Remember those that did poorly? Jan Gerwitz, you'll have to announce. I was waiting on you to do this. Those that did poorly, to be safe, you better be sure that you're there, or it'll mean an extra night, an extra 3 hours. Socialist classes will be tomorrow night probably in People's Rally on Saturday, but it could be reversed if we need strategy to accommodate the guests that are going to be pouring in here, our members of our family, in this Operation Rush due to the class enemy Blakey. News of the day. Be sure to listen to it in the library. There will be testing. We must keep ourselves informed. Because, as Debbie's mother said, a great woman here, Lisa, she knew nothing of communism. And that's obvious. All of these enemies. Stone, he never knew the first concept of Marxist-Leninism. He wouldn't have known a Marxist from a socialist. He knew nothing of the enemies of international communism. Anarchy, revisionism. He knew none of those concepts. Social democracy, you know them. I don't need to repeat them. And you need to know those Marxist-Leninist thoughts. News today. First, the high points. Italian president resigns in the midst of scandal and tax fraud. Israeli prime minister may be forced to resign as his cabinet appears reluctant to back his hardline fascist policies against the Arabs. Leading Palestinian Liberation Organization leader of Kuwait was assassinated by the CIA. This is the second Palestinian Liberation Front leader that has been assassinated this year. The other was the Palestinian Liberation Organization representative of Europe in London. Giovanni Leone, president of Italy, resigned amongst protest charges of scandal and tax fraud, charged with tax violations and defamatory press campaign. He says he feels he will be vindicated. The only reason the press attacked this capitalist dupe of U.S. imperialism was because the press has come under attack in Italy, as it has also in the USA, in spite of the fact that the press has been the willing servant of the monopoly ruling class. The Supreme Court USA 5-3 decided that police, FBI, CIA can come in at will. Any newspaper, television, and media looking for any information in their files about suspects they feel are engaged or about to be engaged in criminal activity, thus removing the confidentiality of sources, which has been their one guarantee, at least that sometimes people would step forward and tell of the criminal acts such as Watergate. However, President Mondale held out sort of a peace feeler to them today, press organizations meeting with him in horror over the restrictions, that censorship that's been put on USA press. He said perhaps President Carter could make some laws that would give them special exceptions, provided they were working in the national interest. He said obviously the intimidation on the press today has meant the end of freedom in the USA, because he said the journalists were so outraged and fearful over the situation. Anyway, the press outraged in Italy because they had been charged for violation of state secrecy laws. They had printed the messages of the Red Brigade and found themselves unwittingly also printing in the messages in the newspapers coded messages of the Red Brigade, telling other members of the Red Brigade what activities they were to follow and what cells they were to disband and what people were to be kidnapped, and even spelled out in detail the execution of Aldo Moro and the attempts, knee-napping, which is the shooting of the knees, of Euro-Communist Revisionist leader, secretary of the European Communist Party, and other Christian Democrat capitalists in the Parliament of Italy. The press, out of retaliation, then broke the news on Giovanni Leone, president, 6 years of Italy. A sort of humorous side said that there was no one waiting in line to succeed him, as Aldo Moro, who had been kidnapped and executed by the People's Court of the Red Brigade, was expected to be his successor, and now no one wants the job. So the news, the meat of the news, the headline news of the day, is that Giovanni Leone, president of Italy, had to resign in the midst of scandal, charged with tax violations and defrauding the people, defamatory press campaign, giving him special advantage. The Communist Party refused to back him in the last moment, which caused him to resign. Even the Communist Party are feeling the threat of of the Red Brigade. They have to give the pretense, though they are a revisionist party in Italy, they have to give the pretense of being a working-class party because they're probably fearful that they might be kidnapped by some member of the Red Brigade. There's 15 days to elect a new president, but no candidate exists, said Voice of America, BBC, and other European socialist and capitalist radio stations. Belgium Prime Minister threatening to resign for an entirely different reason. He wants emergency powers. In a 16-hour meeting on economic problems, the budget is $3,000 million in deficit, primarily because they've been trying to uphold Zaire. USA is also in difficulty over that. He's demanding emergency powers, which could give a situation comparable to Egypt's Anwar Sadat that has thrown a once Republican form of democracy into an outright dictatorship. He says he needs these emergency martial law powers to cut spending. But the socialist wing of the Belgium, both the socialist French-speaking and Dutch-speaking, refuse to approve them. Socialists are requiring, under present circumstances, economy measures to divide into regions based on working class population and national ethnic cohesiveness as to who are Dutch and who are French. Britain's minority government, the Labour government, is serving because it has lost the backing of the Liberal Party. Almost was defeated by a vote of no confidence today, but won by a mere 5 votes. Otherwise, we would have Margaret Thatcher leading England, which is known as Great Britain or United Kingdom, and she is an open and avowed racist, head of the Conservative Party, and has vowed to stop all black Indian immigration and cause all minorities, Indian and black, Asian, to be repatriated to their own lands, even though some of them have been many generations in England. 2 opinion polls show that Labour and Conservative parties are running neck to neck. Another round of inflation is inevitable in England. The English economy is in grave danger. It is suspected that only a matter of weeks before the Conservative power of Margaret Thatcher's racist policies will be in action in England. Israeli Prime Minister may resign if his hardline position, his fascist neocolonialist policies, is not backed up. He's refused to give back southern Lebanese territory to the United Nations under the command of Erskine of Ghana, but in fact has given it to a fascist Christian militia group that Israel set up as a puppet regime themselves. Peace negotiations with Egypt have been stalled because of Israel's hard line. 2 days since Israel withdrawal from South Lebanon, with no sign that the United Nations will be given control, a clear violation of international law on the part of the Zionist, which means the religious, racist, or chauvinist, capitalist elements of Israel. Still, the fascist Christian militia is in control of South Lebanon, which is nothing more than a puppet set up like Zaire is for U.S. imperialism through the conduit of Belgium. United Nations wants to avoid a head-on collision, but it may be inevitable, said one United Nations spokesman of Erskine's command. Lebanese government has censored the leading papers of the land, both right and left, the 6 major papers. They have been suspended for not following government censorship laws. Censorship laws are being passed, restriction of press, individual freedom, freedom of speech, freedom of assembly is being passed in one capitalist nation after another. These 6 papers, both of the right wing and the left, would not cooperate with the Lebanese Christian right wing view, and thus they have been suspended. They were suspended because they've been reporting stories of fighting of socialist elements within the Christian phalangist or fascist ranks. Lebanon's Christian phalangist party is a fascist party for the most part, but there have been outbreaks of socialist dissent. Palestinian Liberation Organization and Kuwait leader, shot and killed in his home. Ali Yassim, riddled with bullets. CIA intelligence agency involved, so says the news. Zaire Red Cross, Kwesi. 800 people have had to be buried that were still left in the streets of that town, that the Zairean economy is so bad that the International Red Cross had to come in and assist them in cleaning up operations. Cholera has broken out, rabies, all dogs are ordered shot to prevent the spread of diseases.
Okay.
American Airlift still supposedly being withdrawn, but U.S. military support, even Voice of America admits, will remain there, as well as in Senegal, Gabon, and U.S. military presence, actual, aggressive, police-keeping forces, as started the Vietnam conflict, will remain in Limbashe and Kinshasa, major cities of Zaire, formerly known as the Belgian Congo.
Go ahead.
Continue with the news. Ian Smith, Rhodesia. The biracial government is not ending the guerrilla war in Rhodesia. There will be a full-scale war, admits the Rhodesian white leader, before the end of this year, as there will in the not foreseeable future be a coming together of even nationalist leader Joshua Nkoma or the Marxist leader, certainly Robert Mugabe, of the Patriotic Front. Patriotic Front. Mozambique. An Anglo-American team there trying to be able to rebuild relationships that have chilled in these past days of U.S. imperialist interference in Zaire and in other parts of Africa by supporting the aggressive policies of the Moroccans, the Mauritanians, the Somalians against Ethiopia, and so forth. Francis J. Crawford, American businessman arrested for espionage and currency speculation. Nothing more has been mentioned in U.S. press, of course, of one Martha Peterson, leading embassy official who was found under a bridge giving out canisters of poison and explosive material to Russian anarchists who was going to no doubt kill some Soviet leaders. That's the way our tax dollars are spent on the world scene. KGB is accused of threatening U.S. businessmen, that is the intelligence agency of the Soviet Union, and this, according to the USA, will threaten economic and commercial relationships that had been increasing between the Soviet Union and USA. TASS knocked the reactionary peanut politician, of course referring to Carter, for direct interfering in Soviet policy, direct subversion and intrusion into Soviet affairs. NATO, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, the military aggressive force of USA, is meeting with the Warsaw Pact of the Soviet Union to try to agree, to reach agreement, or to consider a peacekeeping Soviet policy of reducing army personnel power 950,000 in Europe. President Carter, special message of emergency to the Congress and to the people, said that Turkey will be courted by adversaries of the USA if they don't lift the arms embargo immediately. But Congress has been slow to act on this when there are so many urgent needs at home for taxes to help U.S. citizens who are out of work, living in poor housing, without proper health care, and some even in slow starvation. President Carter says it's an absolute emergency, as Turkey will withdraw from NATO and end up as a Soviet ally if there's not an immediate lifting of the embargo of arms against Turkey. Romania has purchased 82 British planes, which will help in the commercial airlines, socialist airlines of Europe, which undersell Capitalist Airlines by some 40%. Italian news, as I mentioned, coded messages of Red Brigade, and they've all been charged with assault on the state and aggravating the personal lives and privacy of several high-ranking governmental officials. So these newspapers, ironically, to get a sensational story, actually coded messages from the Red Brigade, telling the Red Brigade plans for their own people. It was a nice way, free, for the Red Brigade to get messages all over Italy to members of their own cells as to who to kidnap and what cells to disband and to change names and so forth. The Moluccans, a brave people in the Pacific, of course, has been deemed terrorist by U.S. imperialism as they took over a federal government building in Holland, demanding the rights of independence for the Moluccan Islands that are held under Dutch imperialism, supported by U.S. monopoly capitalist imperialism in the Pacific. Asked if they were contrite, they said no. If they did it again, they would have killed all 70 hostages. That's the kind of bravery that people should have. They didn't ask for mercy, and they face certain life imprisonment or death under charges of high treason. But they said the young men were unrepentant and stood behind their position strongly, that it took a desperate act to bring the desperate plight of the Moluccan people in the Pacific that are treated so badly by Holland, which is a member of NATO, a puppet of U.S. imperialism. 24 Nations OECD meeting. U.S.-Canadian agreement for easy loans as an emergency measure because African economies that are still capitalist are near collapsed. U.S. is attempting to reduce inflation, cut trade deficit. U.S. dollar sank very, very low today compared to the Japanese yen. Japanese surplus in trade with USA continues to cause the danger of collapse of the capitalist world economy and building of protectionist policies by segmenting various factions of capitalism. Carter to go to Panama to sign the treaties. Student demonstrations will be felt all through against him in Colombia, Costa Rica, Jamaica, against what U.S. imperialism dictated as an unfair treaty to the Panamanian people. India, U.S. agreement over several subjects. There has been measures for non-proliferation of nuclear weapons, but there is an assistance being given to Indian nuclear technology, probably of inferior equipment endangering the nearly billion people in India. India as yet has not given agreement for U.S. military presence or any naval vessels of U.S. imperialism or its allies to dock at any of its ports. Thus ends the commentary of the news. I'm sorry I may be a little staggering in speech, but as I said, it's going on the fourth night without a wink of sleep.